in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you for the avalanche of your glory in this place. Thank you for the avalanche of your power. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the transformations. Thank you for the divine encounters. Thank you for the divine visitation. Thank you for supernatural turnaround. We give you praise. Let no life remain the same. In Jesus' name. What just happened, I didn't plan it. I just flowed with what the Holy Ghost is doing. His presence, His glory was so mighty. You know, I don't know what I plan to share. I don't know whether I'll be able to share it, but anyway, I stop, and then we pray. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is boss. We flow with Him. We don't give Him order. We take order from Him. Hallelujah. As the Spirit wills. And He decided to manifest Himself and His glory the way He did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians. Okay, before 2 Corinthians, let me read Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. Tell your neighbor, welcome to the month of November, our month of greater glory. It's a season of greater glory for us. I don't know about you, but I'm excited at such prophetic words. It's a season of what? Greater glory. The glory of God is multidimensional. There are different weights of glory. Apostle Paul said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So there is a weight of glory, a heavier weight of glory, a greater weight of glory that shall be revealed in us, that God is revealing in and through the church in this end time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Haggai 2 verse 6. I beg your pardon. It says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Look at the result of the shaking this end time. Next verse. It says, and I will shake all nations. Oh yes. And is that not what we are seeing these days? Is it not what is happening right before us? There are so many kinds of shakings that is going on this end time. There are political shakings. There are economic shakings. Am I communicating? There are shakings in the educational sector. Shakings in people's career. Shakings in the business world. All manner of shakings taking place this end time. God say, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. Kabod, the Hebrew word is kabod. It talks about heavy weight. Am I communicating? Something that is heavy, weightiness, glory to God. He said, I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Next verse, verse 8. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. You know, I explained to you that the glory of God, simply put, means all that God is and all that God has. All that God is, that talks of his person. Am I communicating? His manifest presence. Am I communicating? His personality, his character, his nature, his essence, his attributes. Glory to God. All that God is, then all that God has. Okay, what are the things God has? Talk to me. What are the things he has? His goodness, his grace, his power, his anointing, his wisdom. Am I communicating? His splendor, his majesty, his excellence. Everything God has is included, including his wealth and riches. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
In fact, the very first time the word glory appeared in the Bible, Genesis 31 verse 1, it literally meant wealth. Praise God. And in this Haggai 2 verse 8 that we are reading, in this context, if you want to give a contextual interpretation, the glory there is referring to wealth. Because look at the next verse. He said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. And those days, silver and gold are very heavy. And kabod, the Hebrew word for glory, means weight. Am I communicating? Something heavy. So in this context, the glory there literally means wealth, the wealth of God. There is a department of God's glory that talks about his wealth, his abundance, his riches. Oh, it's a season of abundance for you. God is decorating you with the wealth of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse, verse 9. He says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. There is a glory of the former house. Then there is a glory of the latter house. Glory to God. And in this place will I give shalom, peace. And in this place will I give peace or shalom, saith the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Now I want you to understand something here. There is a former house glory. There is a latter house glory. When he talks about the glory of the latter house, prophetically speaking, is talking about the end time church. Am I communicating? It's talking about us. We belong to the latter house. Glory to God. It's talking of the new covenant. Those that are product and beneficiary of the new covenant. Glory to God. So, he's talking about the church of Jesus Christ this end time. And prophetically speaking, Haggai declared that the glory of the latter house that we belong shall be greater. So, we are in the era of greater glory. We are in the season of greater glory. Am I communicating? The former house refers to the Old Testament folks. The dimension of, you know, there was a dimension of glory Moses walked in. Moses communed with God to the point that the Bible said the skin of his face was shining. That was Old Testament glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was a dimension of God's glory. But guess what? God has given us a greater dimension of his glory, even more than the one Moses walked in. Look at all those marvelous, mind-blowing miracles Moses did in Egypt. When God sent him as a deliverer to bring out God's covenant people out of the Egyptian bondage and captivity. Look at those mighty, miraculous display. These are manifestation of what? Former house glory. Tell your neighbor, former house glory. He parted the Red Sea. Say, former house glory. This is the glory of the old covenant. Look at all those plagues turning water into blood. All those frogs, the plague of darkness. All those things Moses did. The children of Israel, the Bible said the Lord went before them in a cloudy pillar. The Lord revealed his glory in a pillar of fire by night, in a pillar of cloud by day. granting them guidance, granting them protection, granting them preservation. All their needs were met from that glory cloud. Am I communicating? When they needed water, water came out of the rock for them to drink. When they got tired of, when they needed food, manna, God rained down manna from heaven. Manna came. Am I communicating? These are manifestations of Old Testament glory. They didn't lack. The Bible says for 40 years, God sustained them in the wilderness. And in the New Testament, our Apostle Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Are you seeing that? He didn't say according to your salary or according to your bank account, your account balance. He said according to his riches in glory. So there is a department or compartment of God's glory that handles all your needs, that supplies all your needs. I prophesy there is a mighty supply for you. From that bounty of God's glory, there is a mighty supply for you. There is a rain of abundance in your life. There is a rain of abundance over your family. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, your broke days are over. I'm hearing it in my spirit. Your broke days are over. Your begging days are over. Your borrowing days have ended. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is moving you from scarcity to surplus, from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough, from the realm Malika Balatiza Brakatia of not enough to the realm of superabundance. He said, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That will become your story in this new season. That will become your story. This greater dimension of glory is embarrassing you with surplus supply. In the name of Jesus. There is a release of glory flood. Ayah. The flood of God's glory in greater measure. He said, when the enemy shall come, like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard against them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be distracted now. It's glory rain. Hallelujah. It's glory rain. Tell your neighbor, it's glory rain. These are not normal rain. You know, rain doesn't usually fall November, but glory rain is a season of greater glory. Ha! As this rain is falling, your abundance, your rain of abundance is also falling higher. The rain of superabundance is drowning all your needs, drowning all your wants, drowning all your debt. In the name of Jesus. But rain will not fall during GICC. GICC is already, it's on Saturday. Rain will not follow. Ah, Makata, Lakwa, Sepeletuna, Alataya, Akwante, Ilatatolia, Ataliko Pokoto, Asulimalagadia, rain cannot fall. Esepelenia, Kwantes Kolakita. Are you listening? Did you hear what I just said? This is a sign from heaven that your story has changed. It's a telltale sign that God is changing that ugly story of your life. God is changing that unpalatable narrative of your family. Somebody here, God is decorating your family with honor and glory. God is dignifying your glory. The Lord says the dimension of honor that swallows shame is releasing it upon your family. Let me prophesy, the honor of the Lord that swallows up shame, that swallows up every form of shame, God is releasing it upon your household. In the name of Jesus, help that person. The dimension of honor that swallows up shame, every form of shame and embarrassment, everything called shame, everything called disgrace, everything called reproach, in the name of Jesus, the honor of the Lord,
The honor of the Lord is swallowing up your shame, swallowing up your disgrace, swallowing up your reproach. Your days of embarrassment are over. Your days of financial embarrassment are over. Your days of sickness embarrassment are over. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of depression has just left somebody. That spirit of heaviness, I cast it out, never to return. In the name of Jesus, God is clothing you with a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus.
That money you are expecting has come. The Lord said, I should inform you that your long awaited financial breakthrough has come. I say it has come. I say it has come. No more delays. That yoke of delay is broken. That yoke of satanic stagnation is broken. Anything that belongs to you that was tied down, by the apostolic mantle of fire, prophetic mantle of fire upon my life, I decree and declare a divine release. Everywhere your miracle is tied down, your finances tied down, your breakthrough tied down, your progress tied down, your prosperity tied down, your ashiga bakataya echo balakida, I come with a rod of power and scepter of authority, and in the name of Jesus, I command it to be released now. I command a divine release now. In the name of Jesus, before the end of this week, before the end of this month, your miracle is in your hands. Your breakthrough is in your hands. Your monies are in your hands. Everything that was delayed is released now.
That yoke of demonic delay is broken. That yoke of satanic stagnation is broken.
Somebody just got healed of pile. I hear in my spirit, pile. The Lord has just healed someone of pile. Please help them. Mashata kabaya. That affliction is gone forever. Bring her. Liko tekida kapaliga bagadia. Rondo so fregedia. There are things that are flying out of people's body. I'm seeing things, moving objects. I'm seeing pain leaving people, sickness, spirit of infirmity leaving people right now. Manda kabaya. Under this glory, I'm telling you, no sickness will survive. No devil will survive. Every pain is leaving you now. I command that pain in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Someone is being healed of a chest condition, a chest pain. Just go healed now. Begin to check yourself. Ligo bagadia, a low back pain. Just got healed now. Somebody with pain on the leg. Just got healed now. That migraine, stubborn migraine headache, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Let that headache die. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Healings are taking place. Healings are taking place. Somebody, a lady with an abdominal, a stubborn chronic pain in your abdomen, just go healed now in the name of Jesus. I curse that pain, that demonic affliction. Zebila katose gida kapatai. At the right time, I'm going to minister more to the sick. Father, let the healing be permanent in the name of Jesus. You might be seated. I've not even finished my message. We are talking about media. You know what to title this message? Avalanche of glory. Avalanche of glory. We are in the season of it. We are in the season of greater glory. Malakuska. He says, the glory of this latter house will belong.
shall be greater is a prophecy, and we are living in the fulfillment of that prophecy. We are the generation that we see the manifestation of this prophetic word by Prophet Haggai. Am I communicating? We are living in the days of glory. Tell your neighbor, these are the days of greater glory. Oh yes, oh yes. We are mobile carriers of His glory. Mobile carrier. We are mobile temple. You know, the most important thing about the temple of God is His glory. Psalm 29 verse 9. He said, in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. The most important thing about God's temple, about the house of God, is His glorious presence. The glory of God. And guess what? The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:16. He said, don't know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And the Holy Spirit is the glory of God. Are you listening? The Holy Spirit is the glory of God. Now we are mobile temple of His glory. That means we are mobile carrier of His glory. We are mobile carrier of His glorious presence. We carry it to our workplace. We carry it to our schools and institutions. We carry God. Are you listening? So we are not part of the problem. We are the solution to the problem. We are not the needy ones. We are the needed ones. We are the light of the world. From, you see, there is a department of His glory that shines forth light. Am I communicating? That illuminates. That releases the light of revelation knowledge, the light of wisdom, the light of understanding. It's a department of His glory. It's a manifestation of His glory. Apostle Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are perishing. He said, in whom the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3 down, he says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, did you see that? The light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine upon them. Hallelujah. And we are shining that light. I say we are shining that light because we are carriers of His glory. The glory of the former house shall be greater than the former. The dimension of glory Elijah walked in, the dimension of glory that Moses walked in, the dimension of glory David walked in, the type that Abraham walked in, the type that Solomon walked in, he said, is nothing compared, is too small, infinitesimally, how do I put it? Too tiny and insignificant compared to the dimension of glory that the New Testament church, the New Testament believer, has been ordained to walk in. No wonder Romans 8, it says the earnest expectation of the creature is eagerly awaiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The sons of God are ordained to manifest the glory of God. And the Bible said the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it all together. We are the ones to manifest His glory. We are the ones to reveal His glory. And as we do, we are the solution to the problem of the world. We bail the world from all these problems, bedeviling them and plaguing them by manifesting God's glory. Glory to God. Give me 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6. Okay, let's start from verse 5. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5. It's a word of exhortation. Are you getting blessed? Ay, 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 ay. The Lord is giving us a foretaste of GICC, Glory, Incense, Concert, and Crusade. I told you today's miracle service is a pre-GICC encounter. Glory to God. It says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Say with me, my sufficiency is of God. It's not of federal government. It's not of Nigeria economy or even economies of the world. No, our sufficiency is of God. Say with me, my sufficiency does not come from my salary, does not come from my parents, does not come from Nigerian government, does not come from the economy of the world. My sufficiency is of God. In other words, you are fully sponsored by heaven. You are funded and sponsored by heaven. Heaven is the one bankrolling all your projects. Hallelujah. Next verse. Who also, 2 Corinthians 3:16, who also has made us able ministers. Able. Able. Somebody say able. Ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth light. He's talking of the letter of the law of Moses. He said that one kills. Okay? But he said the Spirit gives. That Spirit is quickening every sick body, is quickening every weak body. If you came here with any weakness, by the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, I decree that weakness is swallowed up with strength. Receive an impact. Of God is a strength renewal what? Station. A strength refilling station. Tell your neighbor, I'm going from strength to strength. Nothing like weakness. Ayayayaya. Palakataya. It says the Spirit giveth life. It will give life to your body. It will give life to your organ. Any organ failure, heart failure, kidney failure, liver failure, it doesn't matter what has failed. The Spirit will give it life. The Spirit will give it life. It's a life-giving Spirit. Can you imagine? They put dry stick, before God in the holiest of all, that's holiest of holy, in the Shekinah presence, just for God to prove that he has chosen Aaron and his family for priesthood. The Bible said they put dry stick. By the following morning, Aaron's rod had budded and the thing blossomed with is it grape? What's the fruit there? Almond. It blossomed. Look at it. A dry stick. All of them put it was dry stick. Thin. Dead. But because it came into vital contact with the manifest presence of God, the glory, after absorbing that substance of his glory, after the presence gave it life, the Bible said the rod blossomed. It became a living thing. What was dead became a living thing. Think of it. And it even produced almond fruit. I prophesy to somebody. See, that manifest presence is here. Whatever you came here with that was dead, whether anything dead in your body, anything dead in your business, I prophesy to every dead organ, dead cell, dead tissue, dead part of your body, dead business, dead career, dead ayakilo fepelete, dead family, dead marriage, dead relationship, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, I command everything dead to come back to life. I command them to come back to life. I speak life over them right now. That dead organ receive life. Dead tissue receive life. The spirit of life is entering your body. Is giving life to your mortal body. The spirit of life is giving life to your dead business. Is giving life to your dead marriage, dead family, dead relationship, dead career, dead jobs. They are coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Makasata, nothing dies in God's presence. Nothing dies. Is it not that same quickening spirit that entered Lazarus? Lazarus was dead for 4 days. My God, 4 days. In fact, Martha told Jesus, because it appeared Jesus came late, but the master is never late. He's always on time. Jesus came 4 days later, and according to their own calendar, Jesus was late. But according to God's calendar, perfect timing. And then Martha said, "Master, by now he is stinking." When Jesus said, "Where did you lay him?" He said, "By now he has been dead for 4 days. All those decomposition, all those autolytic changes must have taken place, maggot and all of that." And then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you will believe?" John 11:40. He said, "Did I not tell you that if thou shouldest believe, if only you believe, you will see the glory of God." Jesus said to Martha, "If thou wouldest believe," tell your neighbor, "if only you will believe, you will see the glory of God. You will see it manifest in your life. You will see the glory of God manifest in your situation." Faith activates glory realm operation. It is faith that activates the manifestation of God's glory. Am I communicating? If you want to see the glory of God, the power of God manifested in your body, in your health, in your business, in your finances, what do you need to do? Let me tell your neighbor, just believe. Just believe. If only you will believe. You don't believe with your mind. Look up. Trying to believe with your mind is called mental assent. Mental assent is one of the things people mistake for faith. It's one of the things faith is not, that looks like faith, that people confuse for faith. But it is not faith. Am I communicating? Mental assent simply means to mentally agree that something is true. It's like a mental agreement. But it will not change anything. The true believing of faith is of the heart. Romans 10:10. It says, "With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Am I communicating? The real believing of faith is with your spirit you believe. So listen, your spirit has the capacity to believe things that your head will not agree with. Are you getting me? Your spirit can believe anything. Anything. He said, "All things are possible to him that what? Believeth." All things are possible, not some things. Faith launches you to the realm of endless possibilities. Faith is your express ticket to a world of endless possibilities. Your miracle Your change of story, your breakthrough does not take time. It takes faith. It does not take time. It takes faith. The partnership of your faith. Because it is with your faith that you plunge into the pool of God's power and appropriate it for your use. Am I communicating? You know, in the natural, we have enough wisdom. Anytime, let's say there has been no light in your area, maybe your transformer got bad, or maybe some hoodlums came and stole your transformer worse, or they stole the mercury from it. You know, people will be in darkness, except you have generator. Praise God. Let's say after like 3 weeks, they will finally repaired the transformer that was spoiled, and now they now brought light. Hey, you know the kind of celebration. There's so much joy when light comes. Before you know, quickly, let me iron my clothes before they take this light. Or maybe you know that they normally take light around 7 p.m. and the time is 6:30. And you know you've not. There are things you need to use that light to do, but that you have not yet done. You want to cook rice. Some people say beans. God will help you. You want to cook beans in 30 minutes. The thing will catch you halfway. Praise God. So, let me iron my clothes. You know, quickly, you are. What are you doing? What are you doing? You are taking advantage of the natural electricity. You know, people have that sense in the natural. But when it comes to the spiritual, some people don't have this sense. You are in a service like this. You are seeing the presence and the power of God in manifestation. What do you do? What should you do? Talk to me now. Take advantage of it. Jump into that pool of power. Am I coming in? How do you jump? With your faith. Don't just allow it pass. You know, some people become spectators. Just like the presence and power of God just envelope this place. Do you know how some people are just looking like this? Hey, now wow. I see the way this person they shout. Make him shout small, small now. He won't pour me spit. They will even shift like this. You see? And that's all they will end up receiving. No spiritual sense. Let me tell you something. When you are in a place where you are seeing the presence and the power of God, the anointing in manifestation, my brother. Heavenly NEPA don't bring light. What are your needs? What are your problems? Use this heavenly electricity. Use it to solve your problem. Are you getting me? Jump into that pool of power with your faith. Plunge into the pool of God's miraculous power with your faith and appropriate it. I've told you the equation before. It is faith plus power or anointing that equals to what? Manifestation. Not faith alone. Not anointing or power alone. It's a marriage of both of them. Praise God. Malakasaya. You believe with your heart. You have to train yourself to believe anything and everything that God tells you. Anything and everything you see in God's word, regardless, irrespective of your current condition, God will look at a man called Abraham him and his wife, the wife is barren, Abraham is impotent. Am I communicating? God will look at them and then God will now tell Abraham, he said, change your name from Abraham, exalted or assumed father, to Abraham, father of many nations. Why? He said, for a father of many nations have I made you, not I'm going to make you. And as at that time God told him to change his name, physically he didn't have any child. If it was to be in our day, a rich man like that without children, that is stricken, well stricken in age, him and his wife, what will Nigerians say? He don't use a manhood make money. That's what they will accuse Abraham of, ritualist. They will call him a ritualist. He no get picky. He don't use a manhood make money. People ridiculed him. They mocked him. But the Bible says, Abraham's ayah gabalakataya. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. But the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And that partnership of faith led to his change of story. Am I communicating? He became a joyful father of Isaac, and many other children followed. Somebody say, faith works. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Romans 4:17. He said, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made you. Romans 4:17. As it is written. This was what God told Abraham. A father of many nations. He didn't say, am I going to make you? Look at the past tense of God's word. Look at the past tense of God's word. He said, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made you. Even God, he said, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, who gives life to the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they are. God calls things that be not as though they are history. Because in the realm of God, the realm of eternity is a realm of an eternal now. There is no past, there is no future. It's a realm of eternal now. Your future is God's past. Am I communicating? There is no difference between present, past, future. It's a realm of eternal now. That's where he lives. So in the realm of time, Abraham was still believing God for a child. But God, seeing things from his own realm, he said, a father of many nations have I made you. Call yourself what God calls you. Don't allow your negative situation to define you. Don't be defined by your problem. Don't be defined by people's opinion. Don't be defined by the society. Don't even be defined by your family members. Be defined by God's word. Take your definition from the word of God. Find out who God has made you. Find out who you are in Christ. Find out what you have in Christ. Find out what you can do through Christ. And call yourself what God has called you. Am I communicating? If God calls you a father of many nations, even if in the physical you don't have a child, keep saying, calling yourself, shouting it everywhere, I'm a father of many nations. If people have never mocked you before, you are not walking in faith. Oh, that's the truth. You know, one of the major challenges with the faith walk is people's opinion. What will people say? That's what is preventing many people from obeying God, from doing God's word. They are considering what will people say. Hey, I don't want to offend people. If my confession or declaration of God's word will offend people, my brother, so be it. Because that's what the Bible says we should do. Praise God. You know, God told Charles Capps, one of the faith generals. Charles Capps. How many of you know Charles Capps? His books and material on faith, they are top notch. I will recommend them any day, anytime. Faith and Confession. Charles Capps, God told him that I said in my word that you shall have whatsoever you say. But he said, instead of my people, that Mark 11:23, you know, Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou be removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Am I communicating? He said, instead of my people confessing or declaring their desired result or solution, he said they are confessing the problem. I told them they will have what they say, but my people are saying what they have. So that's what God told them. They are saying what they have instead of declaring their desired outcome and solution. Are you getting me? When you complain about the problem, you are complicating the situation. Complaining and talking about the mountain will not move it. It didn't say whosoever shall say about the mountain. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, you are speaking to address that mountain of sickness. You are speaking to address the mountain of financial difficulty. You are speaking God's word with faith in your heart and in your mouth. You are speaking to address that mountain of challenge. Are you getting me? Mountain of obstacle. What are you speaking? You are speaking the solution from God's word. You are speaking your desired outcome. Faith, listen, faith focuses on the outcome even more than the process. Leave the process, leave the how to God. Am I communicating? Did God say you should worry about how the mountain will move? You do your part. Glory to God. He said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Let's finish our reading. 2 Corinthians 3. We are talking about avalanche of glory. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 3 verse. Are we in verse 7? Is this verse 7? Let's check it. Okay. He said, but if the ministration of death, that's the law of Moses, written and engraven in stones, was glorious. Can you remember when Moses went to collect the Ten Commandments? He was with God for 40 days and 40 nights. In Exodus 34, the Bible said, when Moses came down to meet the children of Israel, they could not steadfastly look at his face because the skin of Moses' face was shining with that glory light. It was beaming with the glory of God. Am I communicating? By virtue of communion, the substance of glory had rubbed on Moses. Moses was beginning to shine the skin of his face with the glory of the Old Testament. That's what this scripture is saying. He said, if the law could be this glorious, it's a comparison. You know, Apostle Paul was a lawyer. He knew how to compare and contrast. He said, if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stone, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. Moses needed to veil his face. He needed to veil his face. Anytime he's coming to see the children of Israel, he will tie a veil because of the light shining from him. Then when he's going to be with God, he will now remove the veil. Which glory was to be done away? So Old Testament glory was temporary. Am I communicating? Was temporary. It was not permanent, because he said which was to be done away. Next verse, that's the glory of the latter house. He said, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? The ministration of the Spirit in the New Testament. He said, if the Old Testament was that glorious, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Next verse. He said, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, because the law was meant to bring a man to the end of himself, then he will now realize his need for a savior. And that was why Jesus came. The law was not given to man for man to become righteous. No, there is no way righteousness will have come by the law. The law was given so that man can come to the end of himself and realize his need for a savior. So, he says, if the ministration of condemnation, is still talking about the Old Testament, okay, be glory, he says, much more, somebody say much more, doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Give me this in Amplified. I like the way the Amplified put it. Look at this in Amplified. Maka boso bolaka pakataya. He said, for if the service that condemns, the ministration of doom, had glory, how infinitely more abounding. Can you shout amen? Amen. Look at the description of the glory of the New Testament. He said, infinitely more abounding in splendor and glory must be the service that makes the righteous, that's the ministry that produces and fosters righteous living and right standing with God. Can you shout amen? Amen. The Bible says, Jesus, by his sacrifice, he has made us righteous before God. We are called the righteousness of God in Christ. For he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He calls the ministration of the New Testament the ministration of righteousness. Next verse. He said, indeed, in view of this fact, what once had splendor, that's glory. Glory in the new, in the Greek is a Greek word. What's the Greek word for glory? Help me, huh? Doxa, yeah, doxa. The Hebrew word is kabod. The Greek word is doxa, and it means splendor. One of the synonyms is splendor. It says, what once had splendor, in parentheses, the glory of the law in the face of Moses, has come to have no splendor at all. Aye. Do you understand this comparison? Maybe you, in your village, maybe there was a village champion that had 100,000 and people are celebrating him in the village because everybody else was poor. That is a rich man. Why? Because he has 100,000. Then by the time you travel, you now met somebody that is a multi-trillionaire in dollars and pounds. Did you hear what I said? Multi what? Trillionaire. Now compare this one to that thousandaire in the village. So you can now say that thousandaire has no money. That's what he's saying here. He says the glory that Moses experienced, the glory of the Old Testament, the former house, he says it has no glory itself. Not because it does not have glory, but when you compare the two, the glory of the New Testament dwarfs that of the old. Are you seeing this? He says it has no splendor at all because of the overwhelming, somebody say overwhelming glory. This is your realm, oh. Tell your neighbor, this is your realm. Say, this is my realm. Say it confidently, this is my realm. Ah, this one now spiritual japa, I have entered. Kabaye, I have entered. This one now spiritual japa, this is my new realm. This is the new normal for us. Overwhelming glory. Somebody say overwhelming. Ay, 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 ay. He said, because of the overwhelming glory that exceeds and excels it. That exceeds and excels the Old Testament glory. The glory of the gospel in the face of Jesus Christ. Can you shout amen? Amen. The glory of the gospel in the face of Jesus Christ is the New Testament glory. And that is where we belong. That is our realm. Tell your neighbor, that is our realm. Next verse. Mashata. For if that which was but passing and fading away came with splendor, how much more must that which remains and is permanent and abide in glory and splendor? Verse 12. It says, since we have such glorious hope, such joyful and confident expectation, we speak very freely and openly and fearlessly. Next verse. Nor do we act like Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the Israelite might not gaze upon the finish of the vanishing splendor which had been upon it. Next verse. He said, in fact, their minds were grown hard and calloused. They had become dull and had lost the power of understanding. For until this day, when the Old Testament, that's the Old Covenant, is being read, he said, that same veil, that covering, that blindfold, still lies on their hearts. Did you see that? Not being lifted to reveal that in Christ. To reveal that in Christ it is made void and done away. Hallelujah. Verse 15. He said, yes, down to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies upon their minds and hearts. Verse 16. I'm going somewhere. But whenever a person turns in repentance to the Lord, the veil is stripped off. Tell your neighbor, the veil is stripped off in Christ. and it is taken away in Christ. So there is no more veil upon our heart. There is no more veil. There is no more demonic blindfold. The veil is taken away. He said, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Glory to God. 17. He said, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. In bracket, emancipation from bondage, freedom. I prophesy to anyone that came here bound. Everything that has kept Ashila Bakatai, every form of captivity you came here with, every form of bondage, whatever has deprived you of your freedom, whatever has kept you in a cocoon, whatever has caged you, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I decree and declare that yoke of captivity is broken. That yoke of bondage is broken. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he said, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke that Satan forced on you, that yoke of sickness, that yoke of pain, that yoke of financial difficulty, that yoke of poverty, lack, scarcity, that yoke of crisis in your marriage, that yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus. It's a season of liberty for you. You are experiencing financial freedom, financial liberty, liberty in your health, liberty in your body. In the name of Jesus, whatever my Father has not planted in your body, I flush it out in the name of Jesus. Moving objects are flying out of your body. That pain is leaving you now. Experience the liberty of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Makelo feleketia. What stopped others will not stop you. I say what stopped and limited others will not limit you. I see ancient yoke of ancestral limitation being broken. Aya gabali gabalakata. Family limitations are being broken. In the name of Jesus. Barriers, they come crashing down. Limitations are lifted. Barriers are broken. Restrictions are removed. Resistances are removed. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You will mount up with wings as eagles. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is giving you wings to fly. The Holy Ghost is giving you wings to fly. I'm speaking to somebody prophetically. The Holy Ghost is giving you wings to fly. You are flying above the limitation. The limitations of your family house. The limitations of your nation. The limitation of your city. Your community. Agabaliga brakatai. You are rising above them. In the name of Jesus, you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. In the name of Jesus, it's a season of freedom. You experience the liberty of the Spirit. No more bondage. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I decree and declare, under this anointing, every spell is broken. Every curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. Ancestral curse, generational curse, spell, they have no legal right over you. Liberosebelete. Any family that is held bound. I'm seeing family witchcraft being judged by fire. The yoke of family witchcraft is broken now. God is granting families freedom. Freedom from satanic oppression. Ayagila Bakatai. There are like three families I see. The rod of power is breaking the yoke of
of witchcraft, the rod of power, the scepter of authority is breaking the yoke of family witchcraft. From today, your family will begin to make progress. I prophesy speedy supernatural progress. I prophesy supernatural prosperity, supernatural peace. There will be peace in that family. There will be progress in the name of Jesus.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Malaya ya 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 ya. Keleboko sebelete. Brekete kete kete. Every lump is dissolving. Every tumor, ayaga balakatai. That tumor is melting. Shagaligo bagadia. Fibroid is dissolved now. Balatuze beletenia. Angabada. That breast lump, I command it to die, to dry, to pass out of your body, to disappear. You will look for it and not find it. That breast cancer is burnt up by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every growth, any growth in any part of your body is disappearing now. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Anything that was not working before is beginning to work. Eardrums are beginning to work. Hearing difficulties are healed now. Your eyes, God is touching it with healing fire. Every abnormality is corrected now. Your sight is being restored now. In the name of Jesus. Makele boko sebeleteya. Ronde kepura balatia. Prescoteska tila. High blood pressure is coming down. Low blood pressure is normalizing. Diabetes, sugar diabetes, your sugar is becoming normal. Magatuze beletia. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty from diabetes. Liberty from hypertension. Liberty from asthma. Somebody is getting healed of asthma. Somebody is getting healed of a heart condition, breathing difficulty. I curse that devil now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I speak life. Makelobo sebeletena. Lakwaskila bagadia. After this service, go and check your blood sugar. Go and check your blood pressure. Lia bakose bilakatai. I'm seeing the Holy Ghost healing somebody's heart. Somebody with an enlarged heart. The heart is being healed right now. It's being corrected right now. It's being normalized. Mandebo shalabataya. That breathing difficulty is leaving you forever. Ilogobo dege balakatia. Liparakude brekete. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God is wiping away your shame. God is wiping away your family shame. Somebody here, the Lord say, I should tell you, God will use you to bring respect and honor to your family name. I don't know who I'm talking with though. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Lord say, God will use you to rewrite the history of your family. God will use you to bring respect and honor to your family name. Help that lady. Mashataka balakataya. Saviors are rising. I say saviors are rising. Giants are rising from Zion. Maleboko sekida. Saviors of family. Saviors of cities. Saviors of community. He said, for Saviors shall arise from Zion. They shall judge the Mount of Esau. And the mountain shall be the Lord's. Go ahead and blast in tongues. Malabako sebeletia. The waters are stirred.
The anointing, Ayagabalatia. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Help that lady. Liba Kosebelete. Chains are breaking. I've seen chains breaking. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. The rod of power is breaking chains. Chains are breaking. The avalanche of God's glory is releasing the avalanche of His power. That power is breaking every form of chain. Chain of limitation. Chains, yokes, they are being broken.
Hold hands. The Lord is telling me that He's going to restore unto you. I see an anointing for restoration. He said double. Double restoration. Double restoration. Everything you have lost. Lost time, lost resources, lost ashiga balakataya, lost monies, lost properties, lost opportunities. Mashila bagadaya. He said, I will restore double your fortune, double in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Season of double restoration.
Amen.
And that anointing is released upon you.
Amen.
It's released upon you.
Amen.
Say the last 2 months of the year shall be greater than the previous 10 months.
Amen.
And I see the anointing for speedy performance.
Amen.
The anointing for speed. God is granting you speed for
Amen.
Supernatural accomplishment.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a new season.
Amen.
It's a new day.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is upon you, sir. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Come, let me talk to you. Sheli Kobo Sabagadia. Lebranda Kabalagadia. I see financial doors opening for you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says, financial breakthrough, supernatural breakthrough. The wait is over. No more delays. The yoke of satanic stagnation and demonic delay is broken. Manda boko sagadaya. The windows of heaven are open. It's a season of abundance. I see door opening for you. Door of favor. Jesus. It's a new season. Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Where is that? Where are the people that are healed? Let's take some testimonies. The case of pile and all those pain, those word of knowledge, if you know it concerns you, just rush forward. If you came here with any health condition and God have touched you, rush forward. You notice that you are healed. The pain is gone. The growth is gone. Whatever disease or illness you came here with, please come forward. The hand of God has touched you. I'm still going to pray for the remaining people. Please let them come this way. Just form a line like this. Let's hear Pastor Nenku, please get a mic. Come and help me take these testimonies one by one. Give him a mic. There's no need to write. We'll take them straight ahead. We can write later. Praise God. Just be seated. Now, there are still some of you that God have healed. Just be checking yourself. Check yourself. Once you see signs of healing, whether completely or ongoing healing, join them in front. Hallelujah. If your own healing has not yet come, it will come. You are not going back with that condition. Hallelujah. If you had an encounter, you had a divine encounter, visionary encounter, you understand? Just join them. Let's take your testimony too. During the course of the service, you had a divine encounter. Please join them. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let's know what God did for
you. 2 weeks ago, he started with sore throat, severe one. And then this part of my face, so painful, to my shoulder, to my hand, to this part of my leg, severe pain. I've never felt that kind of pain since my mother gave birth to me.
My God, my God.
Severe, and sometimes I'll be feeling like electric shock and numbness. I've been struggling with it, and then I saw the doctor and he gave me drugs. I took those drugs for 7 days, but still the pain. I came here with, I dare not raise my hand.
My God.
If I raise this hand, the whole shoulder blade like this to my back, I'll feel so excruciating pain. But when I sat down and I felt the power of God came on me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying that the pain has reduced. Everything has disappeared.
Hey! Give the Lord a shout of praise. Do what you could not do before. Hallelujah. Is this how you celebrate miracles? Rejoice! Celebrate!
Somebody yesterday, a health professional was advising me that I should be turning this hand like this, that it's a sign of stroke, that I should be doing it 50 times.
Yes.
I didn't go to church because of the pain, so I was praying in the room, and if I'm walking, I will be feeling like something like I don't know, like string in my leg. So I'll be doing like this, but everything is gone.
My God, can you celebrate? What a wonderful Jesus we give. Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate, rejoice. Yes, ma, let's hear what Jesus has done for you.
Praise the Lord. It was on Tuesday, you know, I had the revelation that a program was going on, and the presence of God was so heavily, it was so mighty that I could feel the presence. And then when I was about going out, then one of the ushers, I saw her face, she was sitting down there. Then she followed me and said, "Mama, come back." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Come back, that they have released arrow of death upon you at your forehead here. They have released spirit of death upon you." I said, "What?" So she said, "Come, let me take you to the front so that the apostle will pray for you." So while we are coming, the presence of God was so heavy in the sanctuary in the
auditorium.
So then Anai said, "I said I will not die." In the revelation, I said I will not die. So she held me, brought me, and when I came here, I met Papa, Mama, Pastor Nyoku, and Mafia. They were here waiting to pray for me. Four of them were waiting to pray for me.
Wow.
To remove the spirit of death from me.
Hallelujah.
So then yesterday, so I said, "God, since you show me that your presence is mighty in today's program, Father, prove it and confirm it. This pile has been disturbing me for years. So me, I know there is time for everything. Father, as I come here, please prove to me that it was your power I saw. Heal me from this pile. And then also, I've suffered setback from the family altar, ancestral curse. I say, Father, enough is enough. I've suffered enough. I have suffered too much. So, Father, help and deliver me." And when I came here, you heard what and you saw what happened. So, I'm giving God.
Hallelujah. Can you rejoice? You remember that word of life? You shall not die but live. You are preserved. In Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank God for healing me.
Hallelujah.
I've been having this waist pain since I had the last baby. It was years.
Wow.
This waist pain has been there for quite a number of years.
My God.
Sometimes I will feel that the leg is also radiating down to the leg. And you will see it physically. The leg will be swollen. This very right leg
will
be swollen, and it has been disturbing me these days, but I refuse to give attention to it. So when Papa mentioned something about West pain, I just saw change on my waist.
Yeah,
in
remember.
The spirit realm.
Yes,
just in the spirit realm, I saw change, and they were being broken as if something was grinding.
Glory!
Was grinding the pain, the chain on my waist. Even when some of the particles tried to remain, something was removing the particles.
Hallelujah.
The waist, dragging it out, and I just felt relief. And physically, the legs just subsided.
Wow! Give the Lord a shout of praise!
Shortly before Papa walked to us, I was just seeing restoration. Restoration. In the morning, we were in a program. We are in a period of fasting as a family, myself and my husband. And I just saw restitution and restoration in the morning.
So
there was this anointing that came on me that I came back. Somebody had to bring us home. I prayed for hours. I was not myself. He tried to, you know, make me to come to the fellowship today. I was still not strong under that same anointing.
Hallelujah.
So before he walked to us, I was still seeing what I saw in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Restoration.
My God.
And my sister Mercy, before her healing, I just saw that heart issues were, you know, some things were over her heart. And it was being broken to pieces.
Hallelujah. Glory!
She was not just healed from that physical thing. There was a problem within her heart that the Lord healed her from even before that manifestation.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Precise words. Your word must come in this service. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
For some time, I have pains here. It used to be very frequent. Me, I'm a medical personnel, but I don't go to the hospital.
So I hope you know that it's a doctor, as in a doctor of pharmacy.
So
how many of you know that?
So my wife had to force me to go to.
I'm sorry, an lecturer with Unijos. So if you know
to Bingham University.
Yes.
So we must go. I said, let's go. About how many years back? So they asked me to go and do tests in Jute.
Yes, sir.
They ran the test. I read the result. They were talking about problem with the heart suspecting. I said, I beg. I didn't even return the result to me. Hallelujah.
Glory to
so
God.
So I said, that one is not me. So with time, the thing went. So, but today, I felt pain here again. So I just swallow NSAID, ibuprofen and PCM. But in the service, I felt the pain. As I was feeling it, he said, somebody has a pain here. Chest pain, and God is healing it with the airways.
Wow.
And then I did my hand like this.
Wow.
It wasn't there again.
Glory! Come on, rejoice. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. My God, what an avalanche of miracles.
Praise the Lord. During the course of the service, I saw 7 angels come down.
Wow.
They share something for 7 people. But the 2 I saw was diabetes normal. Blood pressure normal was what I
You heard that word? Please, then, if you are diabetic or you have BP, you are healed. Go and check.
Then somebody came in their middle. That one was barking and said, anybody under this service is not permitted to die.
Hey.
What kill other will not kill them. That if
Hallelujah.
I am God, you are all crossing over. That's what I heard.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. It's permanent. I prophesy, if you are under the sound of my voice, if you are in this place, following online, every family represented here, the yoke of premature death, it is broken. I speak life over you, over your family. You shall not die but live. With long life, God has satisfied you. You will not shed tears of pain. You will not weep and mourn in sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Pastor Israel by name.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Glory to God.
About 3 months and the day today is addition 7 days, which is 3 months and a week. I have this stroke.
Partial stroke.
Yeah.
My God.
In my waist.
Affecting your waist.
Yeah. It's what I was on unable. I mean, I can't bend.
You couldn't do this before.
I can't do this.
Can you see what he's doing now? Come on, celebrate. He said he couldn't do this before. Because of partial stroke. Yes, sir.
Now, it happened right there in the millionaire's quarters.
My God.
In the house. The first one, I get into the shower room and I fell down. My wife, she wasn't around. Nobody, the children were not around. I struggled out.
My God.
To the sitting room. That was when I began to feel this pain. Sir, it is not good. When we see those who have been stroke, we should mock them.
Yes, yes, sir. That's
it's
right.
It's painful.
Yeah.
I experienced it. 3 months and a week.
My God. My God.
But what kept me was faith.
Hallelujah.
And I told myself, all the drugs are big. And no sign, I will remain at home. To a stage, other people, men of God, were saying, you have sinned against God. And that is why God allowed this to you. Yes.
My
you have
God.
Sinned.
My God.
To a stage, they say, you that pray for people. But I thank God that a doctor does not heal himself. Another doctor will heal him. So in the process, it was on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, on Saturday, after the network news, I was on the radio. And then the man of God was preaching.
Wow, wow.
And I told, he was preaching. And I told my daughter, I asked, she's with me here. I said, please increase
wow.
the volume.
Glory!
And then the man of God, after ministration, I was hearing a voice of a woman. And I told my wife, I said, that should be Papa's wife. And when I saw her, when I saw this mommy, I knew
she was.
Hallelujah. And the man of God, he prayed generally for those who have stroke, ear pains, whatever. He just prayed.
Hallelujah.
I lay my hands on my waist.
My God, my God. Glory!
And it's like a rope.
My God.
Rope.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
One akboya aparia. Abuna ibonyi boeba.
My God.
Huh?
My God. Shabala
kosa. Apari. The loosings.
My God. Glory. Glory.
I mean, sir, I stand like this. Even the president of America used to poo poo. I stand like this for days. Stolen. I can bend.
My God. My God.
I can bend.
Jesus Christ.
But after that message and after that prayer, I was healed. From that very moment, this is my 2 years in Jaws, but from that very moment, I said, Lord, I have found my father. I think, if I am not mistakenly, I called with the telephone, and then I am still praying, because I know what I mean by praying. I'm still praying. And then I said, today, that's my father, Mua, Anamafugianya. Anamafugianya. Please, sir, let me sing a song. Oh, my man, 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 oh, my man.
Jesus, celebrate Jesus. Did you hear this testimony? Dr. Jesus is in the house and he's doing wonders in our midst. Wow, congratulations.
So praise God.
Let's hear what Jesus did for you.
I came to Jos September, and a month later something had happened, and then I found myself in police station. So during that period, I felt like I was some sort of bad news to people, because that time someone was like, I've not entered police station since I've lived my life and this is it. So I felt very bad, and then I started to, should I say, allow devil? Yes, let me put it like that. And then if I'm feeling very pained and is this sort of depressed, I could literally like injure myself so that I would feel okay.
If you are feeling depressed, you will injure. That's, we'll call it in psychiatry, it's called deliberate self-harm. Deliberate self-harm. It's a psychiatric disorder. It has a connection to severe depression. Yes. You just like that.
Yes, when I'm thinking and I feel very overwhelmed.
God, that devil is a bastard.
So
like, which kind of harm? As in, give an example of Jesus. Can you see this? Is this razor blade?
Yes, sir.
You cut yourself with it.
Yes, sir.
My God. Can you see? Eh?
So
Shalambros. Jakwamianga. A demonic affliction now. Cutting as a with razor. Hi. Has it made you to ever think of suicide?
Yes, sir.
You see? Severe depression. Okay, let's hear. What did Jesus do for you?
I couldn't talk to people because I felt like if I should talk to them, they'll say, your faith is not strong enough. You're not praying enough. You're not hearing the word of God enough. So I used to do it. But then when I do it, I'm okay. When I pray, I'll be fine. But then like some minutes later, I'll just enter back that place. So when I was here and I was praying, and Papa said, God will use you to wipe shame away from your family. And when he also said, God loves you, God said, I love you, I literally felt like you know how towel used to dry your body. I felt like when God was hugging me, he was sucking away the problem
that was worrying me.
I'm just here to tell everybody that is going through something, please just allow God. she's the only person that can help.
Wow, wow. Come. Did you hear this testimony? My God. Deliverance from that wicked spirit. Severe depression that even makes her to harm herself. Deliberate self-harm and even suicidal thoughts. You know. See what Jesus has done. That rejection. You know, one of the lies Satan tells people that are severely depressed is that nobody loves them. Rejection. It's a spell of rejection. Spirit of rejection and shame. And then you now later lie to them that why don't you just end your life since nobody likes you. Everybody rejects, everybody hates you. But Jesus just delivered her from them all. And in the name of Jesus, I decree that wicked spirit will never come back. You are free. I'm free indeed. Whosoever the Son of God shall set free is free indeed. Go and enjoy the love of God. All eyes closed, all heads bow. If you are in this place and you want to make your ways right with God, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, or perhaps you are born again but you went back to the world, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are right now. Just lift up your right hand, including those following online. Lift up your right hand. If you are within this hall, if you are under the sound of my voice, lift up your right hand. Oh yes, Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. He came to give you life. If you are lifting up your right hand, just meet me in front. Just come forward. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to the foot of the cross. If there's anybody like that, come to Jesus. If you are following online, please help that person. Help that person. Mande kebo shalabataya. The Lord is not done with us yet. Shata kabaya. Anybody within the hall like that, come to Jesus, or you are following online, I want you to say this prayer after me. Believe it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. On the third day you were raised for my justification. With my mouth, I boldly confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, congratulations. Please call those numbers that the media will put up. We would like to pray for you. We would like to follow you up. We would like to disciple you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Zaglon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.